Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
To the things we have, but are you devoted to God? Where are you spending your time? Are you really meditating on his word? Are you really giving everything that you have to God? And everything that you do, are you doing it unto God? And God reminded me, because lately I've been trying to work out. And a lot of times when you're working out, you easily can get distracted. You can easily decide to give up. You can easily say, okay, I'm done. I don't want to do it. And it was interesting, because as I have been working out over the last few months, I've been in the gym and there's not a lot of people in there. And so one day I was in there, I was like, man, why am I doing this? My workout partner's not here and I'm in a gym all by myself. All by myself. And I was like, God, why am I doing this? I could just easily go home. I could have been sleeping a little bit longer before I started work, but I had to stop and think about it. If I don't do it, no one else is going to do it for me. If I don't give my best, no one else is going to reach the goals that I have. And a lot of times we stop and we think, okay, I'm trying to make this goal and I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I know I have this goal I need to reach. Yeah. And a lot of times we may say, well, you know, it's kind of hard. It's far away. I don't know if it's manageable. But we have to stand in the confidence of God and know that God will give us the strength, the willpower to keep going. So as I've been at the gym lately, I turn on my worship music and I begin to worship. I begin to pray. So now I'm said, okay, I'm working out to get my body in fit, but also I'm taking out time to begin to worship God. I'm taking out time. I'm going to use this time. I don't like being there, but as I get in God's presence, as I begin to press into God, I forget what time it is. I forget what's going on. My timer's going off. I'm like, man, I just got here. I know one day when I was in there and I was working out and I was tired, but I begin to press in and begin to worship God. I begin to just run. I was like, man, I've been running for a long time, but I had so much energy because I was praying, because I was calling out to God, that I forgot what I was doing. And that's what we need to do. When you're devoted, then you give everything that you have. No matter who's with you, no matter what's going on around you, he will give you the strength to continue to press forward in him, to continue to lean and depend on him. So the first scripture I'm going to go to is Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. A lot of times we try and do things on our own, but we have to stop and ask God for his strength. We have to stop and ask God for his help along the way. Stop trying to do it by yourself, but say, God, I need your help. I need your strength so that I can make it, because I don't want to do it by myself. I don't want to try and do it out of my own strength, but I need your help along the way. So we have to continue to call upon him. We have to continue to seek him. And God reminded me of when I first got saved. You know, we said the prayer when we were younger because we didn't want to go to hell. And Pastor Barker pulled us all up to the front. And so we said, okay, we're going to get saved today. But I was going through the emotions, because our mom had us in church on Sunday and Wednesday and Saturday and sometimes other days of the week. But I was going through the emotions. I didn't have a real intimate relationship. So when I turned 16, not right after my 16th birthday, but along that year, I began to say, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I really want to live this thing. I really want to dedicate a relationship. I really want to know God for myself. And as I began to just cry out to God and seek God, he said, are you ready to go all in? Are you ready to give all that you have? Are you ready really to be dedicated, not halfway doing it, not just going to church because someone's making you, not just doing it just because it's the right thing to do, but do it because you want to, because you get to, because it's a privilege and an honor to be in the house of God and to be able to just continue to live boldly for him. So I said, okay, God, if I'm going to give it all I got, God, I need you to break off of me this fear. I need you to break off this shyness. I need you to break it off of me. And it's crazy, because as I begin to pray in my room, once I said, okay, God, I'm ready just to go all out. I'm ready to give you everything that I have. And as I began to pray, I said, God, I need this boldness. And so as I began to pray, before I was done praying, I had a sense of boldness. As you see, when I come up here and I'm worshiping and I'm praying, God, I pray with a boldness because God began to pull out of me that selfishness. He began to pull out of me that timidness, that shyness. He began to pull that out of me and said, I called you. I designed you. So I'm going to give you the boldness that you asked for. And maybe even you may not have thought you were going to have this amount of boldness, but I'm going to give it to you the way you need it. And when we begin to focus on God, and he said, okay, you're going to be dedicated. So then let me give you everything that you need. And a lot of times we forget along the way that God is with us and he's given us everything we need. So the next scripture I want to go to is Philippians 2:13. Because a lot of times we forget what God has done. Philippians 2:13, it says, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his purpose. Now, out of the New Living Translation, it says, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. A lot of times we ask God to help us along the way, but sometimes we're afraid and sometimes we want it to happen a certain way and God wants to do it another way. And we don't allow him to give us that desire to do it the right way. So we're thinking, oh, it's going to happen like this. And it doesn't always happen like that. But when we begin to say, God, okay, not my will, but your will be done. Okay, God, I need you to order my steps. Okay, God, I'm ready to go all out and give you everything that I have. When you allow yourself to say, God, I surrender, then he's able to move. He's able to move in and through you. And we have to allow him to do that. You know, a lot of times we get caught up and we listen to all these different motivational speakers, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's good to have motivation to keep you going. But if you're not allowing the word of God to motivate you, then you're looking at the wrong thing. We need to allow God's word to motivate us daily. And I was talking to a coworker today as we were walking. I began to just talk to her. And as I was talking to her, God was just speaking through me. And she said, you know what? She said, I can see his word motivates you. I said, yes, it does. It's the basic living instruction that I need every day. And as I read his word, it begins to come back to my remembrance. And so it helps me to be able to continue to walk the right way. Well, I have to allow his word to motivate me. I can't allow what's going on in the world to motivate me, because sometimes when you look at the news, it's depressing. A lot of times when you look at Facebook, it's depressing. A lot of times when you're talking to someone and they're telling you all about the different things going on at their job, it's depressing. But when you allow God's word to motivate you, then you know who you are, you know whose you are, and you can fully walk in what he's called you to do. You can fully walk with a different confidence, a boldness to say, okay, God, I'm ready to do all that you want me to do. Not so I can say, look at me, but so I can say, look at the Jesus in me. Look at the God in me and allow him to move in you. We have to continue to focus on God. Continue to focus on him. The next scripture I want to go to is 2 Corinthians 4:16. We'll start there. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Second Corinthians 4:16, it says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things that which are seen are temporary, but the things that which are not seen are eternal. A lot of times when we're looking at things, we're looking at the natural. And to me, it looks like it's too hard. To me, it looks like it's impossible. But when I look at it in the spiritual realm, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can walk in boldness and continue to complete the task before me because I have God's eyesight. I can see the things that he told me. I said, okay, God, if you have me at this job, you have me in this position, God, I need you to equip me to be able to handle the task before me. So as I'm at work, a lot of times there's one line that we take care of. I have to call a doctor, or the doctor calls in and I have to call another doctor and they have to consult, and I have to make sure it's set up with the right specialty. And a lot of times I'm at first, I used to be scared. I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I could do this. This is the doctor. He has a lot of schooling, and I'm inadequate. I don't know if I could do it. God said, who did I say you were? That's right. That's who am I? Right. Yeah. I'm God with the big G. That's right. Yeah. So I can help you to do anything. So as I was like, okay, God. So the next time I said, God, I want a call. So when I get the call, God, I need you to help me along the way. So when I got the call, I said, okay. I said, yes, how are you doing? I can help you with this. What specialty do you want? Okay, that's what you need. Let me get a provider on the phone for you. And was able to connect. And they said, man, this is my first time being on a call like this, but you really seem like you know what you're doing. And thank you for connecting me, because this is an urgent matter. I needed to know if I need to send someone to the ER or what's going on in this case. And I just thank God for the confidence. When I got off the phone, my coworker said, man, you sounded like you have been doing this for a long time. Did you practice over the weekend? What's going on? Were you role playing? I said, no. I said, honestly, I prayed about it. And I said, I want one of those calls because I want to be able to push myself and allow God to speak through me. Amen. And a lot of times we get caught up and we think, oh, it's just a regular, normal job. And I don't know how God can use me on this job. You never know who's watching around you. But when you allow yourself to be a vessel that he works through, let me tell you, he's moving. He's watching. He's different people are watching you. And you're sitting there and you're like, man, they'll never go to church. Someone thought you would never go to church either. But God sent someone your way to witness to you. And so I said, okay, God, help me to continue to walk with a certain boldness, a certain confidence. And that's what we need to have. With being with God, we need to know that God is in control. And we must stay devoted to him and never give up. Never give up. I'm a paraphrase because I know we have another pastor along that's going to minister a great word, and I want us to have time to hear from him. So one of the stories God reminded me of was when he went to go pray. He took the disciples with him and he said, stay awake and pray with me, but I'm going to go a little further. And he went to pray, and when he came back, they were asleep. That's right. Sometimes you may, like, I don't know about you, but sometimes I had some friends in the past, and we were supposed to do something. They're like, man, I got to go to work. Man, my mom is telling me I got to do something. And they bail out on you. But when you're devoted, then you're not going to allow yourself to get lazy. You're not going to allow yourself to get in a sleepy state to where you can't do what you're supposed to do. But when you're motivated and you're devoted to God, then you can do all that he wants you to do. And so some of us, we have been in that state where we're a little lazy. And we're trying to read our word, and we're, man, I'm tired. And we get in that lazy state and say, okay, I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to read for an hour. But you're sitting in your bed, propped up with the pillows, nice and comfortable. I'm going to read for an hour. Oh man, I was supposed to be reading, and you try and do it again, and you fall asleep. Sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone where it's not comfortable. It might be a little cold. You got to get from under those covers, and you're like, okay, God, I'm a sacrifice. I'm cold, but God, I know I need this time with you. Sometimes you have to get out of what you're used to, shake free of that, so that you can truly show God your devotion. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be comfortable, but we have to truly begin to seek God and ask him to show us how to be devoted. The last scripture I'm going to go to before I'm done, is this one's a little bit longer one. It is Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. And I may not read all of it, but we're going to go to verse 17 is where we'll start. Luke chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse 17. It says, one day Jesus was teaching, and the Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. And they had come from every village of Galilee and of Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. And they tried to take him into the house and lay him before Jesus. And when they could not find a way in to do this because of the crowd, they went up to the roof and lowered him down on a mat, threw some towels in the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. Stopping there. When you're devoted, you're not going to let anything stop you. You're not going to let anything distract you from what you're supposed to do. And let me tell you, those friends right there were devoted because they came there. They knew that if they just got their friend to Jesus, that he would be healed. And I doubt they came with a ladder. I doubt they came with some rope. I doubt they came with a hammer because they had to pry the roof open. And then they had to lower him down. But as I was looking at this and I was praying, I was talking to God, just think about it. The man is paralyzed. So you know when you're asleep, your body's kind of heavy. And with him being paralyzed, his body was probably kind of heavy. So they didn't just carry him all the way there and say, oh man, it's too crowded. We can't get you in. You got to go. We're just going to go back. No, they got there and they said, we can't get in, but we got to find another way because we're going to get you to Jesus. And so then what they did is they found a way to get on the roof. They probably started looking around and found some things they could climb on or found a ladder they could use. And then they had to find some tools. They had to find some rope. And they didn't just stop there. One of them or some of them had to carry them on their back to get up there or rig something up so they can get them onto the roof. And then they said, okay, we need to make sure that you get down in front of Jesus. I'm sure they didn't just throw him down and say, okay, you're done. God's going to heal you anyway, so just drop down in there. No, but they lowered him down in there. Let me tell you, that's devotion. That's being dedicated. They were devoted to the cause. They were devoted to that friendship. They were devoted. A lot of friends along the way, they won't carry you to get your healing. A lot of them will stop you. They'll say, oh, the doctor said that you can't be healed, so we prayed and it didn't happen, and oh well. A lot of times your friends they'll say, man, we've been praying, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But maybe they said, you know what? We're going to take you to someone that's going to heal you. The doctors couldn't do it, but we're going to take you to someone we know that can heal all your disease, that can heal all your brokenness, that can restore your health.
Amen.
And because they had faith, because they believed, they got him there. A lot of times along the way, it's hard. It seems impossible. And let me tell you, they probably were tired after carrying him all the way there. They probably wanted to give up, but they knew if they got their friend just to Jesus, that he would be healed, that he would be completely healed. And they had that faith. Some of us need to grab hold of that faith to say, God, I'm ready to go all out. I'm ready to go all in. I'm ready to give all that I got to get to you. I just want to lay everything at your feet because I know if I give you everything, then, and I know if I'm devoted to you, God, that you're not going to just bless me, but you're going to allow it to spill over to my family, to my coworkers. You're going to begin to move like never before. God, I'm allowing myself to be devoted to you because I know the cause, because I know that you're higher than anything else. And I know that with you, all things are possible. I know that with you, there's nothing better. There's nothing else. So I challenge you today, don't cop out. Don't shrink back. Don't allow fear to set in. Don't allow the different lies of the enemy to hold you down, but to allow God to unite that fire. Allow God to keep you going. Allow God to give you that devotion, that passion. As I was running and I was saying, okay, I'm ready to give up, I said, you know what? I have a goal in mind. Because I know that with God's help, I can do all things. So God, while I'm running on this treadmill, God, I can do all things. This strengthens me. God, I can continue this pace because you're going to give me the strength. You're going to give me the willpower. You're going to help me to do everything that I need to do. And that's what we need to focus on. We have to focus on God. We have to focus on God. There's a few quotes that God reminded me of. The first one says, when you feel like quitting, think about why you started. You got saved. You knew you were lost and confused. You knew you couldn't do it on your own. So remember that he delivered you out of your mess. Remember why you started. A lot of times we give up and we try and throw in the towel. This one says, I threw in the towel and God threw it back. He said, wipe your face. You're almost there. A lot of us, we try and cop out. God's ready to give us a breakthrough. God's ready to do that healing. But we're saying, oh, God, I don't know how it's going to work. So you know what? I'm dying in a few weeks, and I'm just going to keep, you know, just do what I got to do because I'm about to die. No, I'm not accepting that report. I talked to my coworker today because the doctor told her she has a thyroid issue. So every day she's been saying, oh, you know, I can't eat this or I can't do that because I have a thyroid problem. I said, nah. We believe in the God that is the great physician, and we know that he can heal, he can transform, he can deliver. So we believe the report of the Lord. So don't let me hear you say that anymore. She said, okay, Pastor, I understand. I said, don't let me hear you say that anymore. You got to walk with boldness. Even when you feel the aches and pains and you feel like giving up, say, no, I am healed. I am healed. I decree and I declare my healing. She said, thank you, precious. Thank you, Pastor. She said, I can't help but to call you Pastor because you counsel me and because you're leading me in the right direction. You're opening my eyes. I said, no, that's God opening your eyes. I'm just the vessel that he's working through. She said, you know what? I prayed and I was seeking God and I asked God for a sign, for some deliverance. I asked God to help me along the way and God sent you. She said, every day that we walk, you begin to just allow God to use you. Don't ever stop letting him use you. I said, you know what? I'm not, because I'm a vessel, and I'm going to allow him to continue to use me. Yes. I'm allowing myself to be open to allow him to use me. Yes, thank you. The last one is awesome. It said, if you've been searching for a sign in your life, here's one. It says, don't stop praying. A lot of times we're looking for the answer and we've been praying and we've been looking somewhere else. And then we get to a point, well, I already prayed about it. Nothing's happening. And we stop. Yeah. But we have to continue to pray. Yeah. We have to continue to pray. Yeah. We have to continue to be dedicated, to be devoted and say, God, I know that you're going to heal my family. I know you're going to move in this marriage. I know that you're going to bring the healing. I know that you're going to bring the increase. I know that you're going to bring that boldness. I know that you're going to break off those chains. I know and I decree and I declare that you are going to move. And we have to allow him to do it. We have to continue to seek his face. Lord God, we thank you so much for this time. God, we ask that you help us to continue to have ears and to hear what you're saying and a mind and a heart's desire to apply this word. God, we ask that you continue to help us to be devoted to you and be ready just to go all out for you, ready just to go all in, ready just to push, ready just to pray, ready just to continue just to press into you, oh God. God, that you move in this time. God, we ask that you touch the pastor that's coming up next. God, that he be ready just to deliver your word. God, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.